Hello, everybody. Hope you're doing well. My name is Jeff Green, and welcome to the latest edition of Studio 1024, Memorial University of Newfoundland's podcast for the week of April 5th to the 13th.
And my name is Dawn Roach. Megan Whalen is away. Coming up on this week's program, Honorary Grads. Memorial announces this year's list of honorary degree recipients. We'll tell you who's on that list.
National Champ, a Memorial Science student, turned a few heads recently and garnered a national title. We'll tell you more.
Memorial has just announced the recipient of its most prestigious award. We'll introduce you to this year's Rothmere Fellow.
And school's out. You'll hear what some students have planned now that exams are coming to a close. There's a great deal to get to on this week's show. First, here's Dawn with this week's top story.
Well, still over a month away, Memorial's spring convocation has started to take shape. This week, the university announced the 9 outstanding Canadians who will receive honorary degrees during spring convocation. The university also announced 2 more honoraries for fall convocation. The honorees at spring convocation are Chris Books, documentary radio broadcaster, who will be honored during convocation at Sir Wilfrid Grenfell College, Romeo Dallaire, soldier and humanitarian, writer Wayne Johnston, Moira Buchan, advocate for people with mental illnesses, Dr. Jack Clark, longtime director of CCOR, Barbara Hopkins, founding president of the Provincial Autism Society, Miller Eyre, businessman and publisher of The Telegram, Bruce Coburn, singer, songwriter, and humanitarian, and Haley Wickenheiser, captain of the Canadian National Women's Hockey Team. At fall convocation, scheduled for October 19th in St. John's, honorary degrees will be awarded to Dr. Shirley Tillman, president of Princeton University, and literary theorist Dr. Linda Hutching. Grenfell College in Cornerbrook will hold its convocation ceremonies on May 11th. In St. John's, convocation runs at the Arts and Culture Center from Wednesday, May 23rd to Friday, May 25th.
Newfoundland neighborliness meets the philosophy of communications, altruism, and metaethics in this year's Rothmere Scholarship-winning proposal. Ray Critch is a philosophy master student who is interested in studying people's positive orientation toward each other. He believes people are fundamentally good and that the simple fact that people communicate with one another can be seen as proof of this. Mr. Critch's interest in this work is sparked by his experiences in rural, urban, and suburban Newfoundland, where he notes people are open to communicating and being neighborly. He hopes to export this sense of community during his doctoral studies at a university in the United Kingdom, made possible by the Rothmere Scholarship. Established by Memorial University's first Chancellor, Lord Rothmere, this generous trust will fund Mr. Critch's doctoral studies in any school in the United Kingdom. The annual award is given to an exceptional scholar who completed a first degree at Memorial. Mr. Critch studied history for his undergraduate degree and went on to complete law school at the University of New Brunswick before deciding to return to Memorial and pursue his philosophy master's. His ultimate goal is an academic career.
Memorial economist Wade Locke held a public presentation at Memorial this week focused on the complex issues of the province's current equalization options. A packed audience took in the presentation on April 4th, which was also attended by media. He laid out intricate details of 3 equalization scenarios and their financial implications for the province. He also explained how equalization is calculated, how the Atlantic Accord functions and when it won't, and presented a myriad of diagrams and charts to help his audience understand the complex material. His presentation led to discussion on the best options for the province and how changes to revenue could impact the numbers. And to read more about this story and to view his PowerPoint presentation, visit today.mun.ca.
Well, fifth-year science student Luke Pike turned a few heads recently at an elite athletic event in Nova Scotia. You've met him before here on Studio 1024. He's the Grand Bank native who was named this province's latest Rhodes Scholar last year. Well, Mr. Pike can now add one more honor to his growing list of accomplishments. Last month, he became the 100-kilogram junior national champion after competing in the 2007 Canadian National Powerlifting Championships in Dartmouth. The 23-year-old came out top in his category, lifting a combined total of, get this, 697.5 kilograms. That's over 1,500 pounds. That was in 3 separate components: squats, bench press, and deadlift. Mr. Pike is ecstatic about his latest feat. It also earned him bragging rights to represent Canada this September in France at the International Powerlifting Federation's World Juniors. Mr. Pike is set to graduate from Memorial next month with a joint honors degree in biochemistry and chemistry. In October, he heads overseas to Oxford as this province's Rhodes Scholar. He'll take up graduate studies in medical oncology. And to read more about this story, log on to today.mun.ca.
Memorial is part of a new initiative that just got a major financial boost from the federal government. Earlier this week, BC MP Dick Harris announced $400,000 to go towards a project known as Building Capacity for Aboriginal and Rural Health Education. Memorial is just one of the partners in the initiative. The others include the University of Northern British Columbia, the University of Saskatchewan, Lakehead University, and the Northern Ontario School of Medicine. The hope is that by collaborating, the capacity of all the partners to deliver a broader scope of educational programming for a greater number of Canadian communities will be enhanced. Dr. Rick Otis is an assistant professor in Memorial's Division of Community Health and Humanities. He's also MUN's principal investigator on the consortia. He applauded this week's announcement, saying it'll help the division reach its mandate for expanding public health capacity throughout this province. To learn more about this story, be sure to check out today.mun.ca.
Well, a piano major from the School of Music hit all the right notes at a national event in March. James Hurley is a third-year piano performance major. He attended the 2007 Canadian Federation of Music Teacher Association's National Piano Competition in Toronto. He was selected by several local music teachers to represent this province, and he made a major impact. Mr. Hurley placed second, impressive considering it was his first time as a competitor outside of this province. He said he was thrilled by his performance, especially since he didn't even expect to place.
It was something that I wasn't really going to expect to do. I was just going over to play, so it was nice to come home, and it's a bit of encouragement, I guess. So it was a good time. There's a lot of different teachers. There are a lot of, there's the three panel adjudicators, and there's other competitors, which is what I really like to see, is to meet other people from across the country who are playing and stuff like that.
Mr. Hurley credits his teachers here at Memorial, especially Professor Tim Steves, for helping him. Meanwhile, music lovers will get a chance to hear Mr. Hurley perform. The School of Music's student recital season is now underway. The free performances typically run between 30 minutes and an hour in length. Mr. Hurley is set to perform on Sunday, April the 15th at 4 o'clock in the D.F. Cook Recital Hall. And to learn more about these recitals, visit mun.ca/music.
And Memorial's fingerprints are all over the new crime comedy hitting theaters across the country this weekend. Young Triffy includes several grads from the School of Fine Arts at Sir Wilfrid Grenfell College. Johnny Harris, Susan Kent, and Sherry White, all theater graduates, have parts in the movie. Ken Livingston, head of the School of Fine Arts, said all three were outstanding students and evidence of the quality of the program at Grenfell. The feature film is based on the play Young Triffy's Been Made Away With, written by Memorial honorary grad Ray Guy. Set in pre-Confederation Newfoundland, Young Triffy is a black comedy starring some of Canada's best-known actors, including Mary Walsh, another honorary grad of Memorial, who also directed the film. Young Triffy opens at Empire Theatre's Avalon Mall on Good Friday, April the 6th.
Well, the end of the semester is finally here. For thousands of students, this is the time of the year when their attention turns from schoolwork to summer plans. I spent some time on the St. John's campus this week to try and figure out what some of their plans are for the break. Crystal Button is a third-year nursing student from Fogo Island who is also one course shy of finishing up her English degree. She has some schoolwork to do before heading off to a job in Ontario.
I have to do an 8-week preceptorship for my nursing course, and after that I plan on going to Ontario to work as a camp nurse. Actually, I had the job last year. One of my friends from school had it before me, and she recommended it, and I applied and I got the job, and I applied again this year and I got the job. The kids are from 7 to 12, and I'll be required to give out medications and just fix them up if they need it, and take care of the staff as well.
Grand Falls Windsor native Craig Eyre graduates in May with a degree in biochemistry. He'll relax before the job hunt begins.
After a 2-week little vacation in Ottawa, absolutely nothing for the rest of the summer. Finally feels good to be completing it. It's been 4.5 years, so it's about time I took a break. I'll look for a job anywhere somebody will take me, basically. And I'm applying to a master's program here for the fall.
Meanwhile, Paul Thorne says he's not stressed about looking for a job. He already has one lined up and is making plans as well for a trip down south. The Torbay native also graduates next month with a degree in English and a minor in political science. He's also hoping to come back to Memorial.
Well, I'm waiting now to get a letter about high school education to see if I got into the program or not. So I'd start in September if I get in. In the summer, I'm going to be working with a children's rec program. It's with Easter Seals. It's with a physically disabled program for children to get out and get active and stuff. And I'm hoping to go to Cuba in a few weeks for a little vacation. Looking forward to it, absolutely.
And that about sums up the week at Memorial. The semester is winding down, but there are still lots of events on the go in the week ahead.
Just a reminder to the patrons of the Works, the Aquarina, its fitness center, and the Fieldhouse will be closed on Friday, April the 6th, and as well on Easter Sunday.
The art exhibition, 123 Art, is opened until Wednesday, April 11th, at the Sir Wilfrid Grenfell College Art Gallery. You can take in artwork produced by first, second, and third year visual arts students.
On Wednesday, April the 11th, the Wessex Society is holding its next lecture at Hampton Hall at the Marine Institute. Native Plants and Newfoundland Home Gardening will be presented by horticulturalists Miles Whitaker and Debbie Preston. It runs from 8 o'clock to 9:30, and all are welcome.
Want to know more about the mechanics of grammar? Looking to learn how to produce well-constructed sentences? Well, be sure to sign up for the workshop, Writing Right. It takes place on Thursday, April 12th from 9 to 4. It's offered by Lifelong Learning. To learn more, call 737-7979.
On Thursday, April the 12th, you can also check out the webcast Eat Well, Get Active, Live Longer. It's being offered from 1:30 until 2:30 in room A, 1046 of the Arts and Administration Building. To learn more, call Peter Hines at 737-4782.
And on Friday, April 13th, students in English 4911 are hosting a poetry reading and chapbook launch. It takes place from 4 to 6 p.m. in room A, 1046 at the Arts and Admin Building. There'll be readings along with food and music and good cheer in the second hour.
And to learn more about these events and others, visit today.mun.ca.
And just before we wrap up for another week, we want to thank the great folks here at 93.5 CHMR, Memorial's campus radio station, for the use of their studios each week.
Be sure to tune in to their great programming. You can listen to them online at www.mun.ca/CHMR.
Thanks as well to Leslie Brian Hook for contributing to this week's show.
Studio 1024 is a production of the Division of Marketing and Communications, located in room 1024 in the Arts and Administration Building.
Dave Sorensen is our producer, and Ivan Muzishka is our executive producer.
Got something to say about this week's show? Maybe you have a story idea. Either way, be sure to get in touch with feedback. Our address is marcom@mon.ca.
If you've missed a show or want to check us out again later, be sure to surf on over to our website. Log on to mon.ca and scroll down to the bottom of the page. There you'll find a link to Studio 1024. All of our shows are archived on the web.
Well, that's it for another edition of our show. From all of us here at Studio 1024, have a great week, everyone. My name is Jeff Green.
And I'm Dawn Roach. Be sure to check in again next week.